The USDA's NAS continues to collect responses to the 2019 Organic Survey and the 2019 Census of Horticultural Specialties, both of which are special studies that take place every 5 years. The response window runs through March of this year. NAS is asking producers who receive the questionnaires to respond online or by mail or by telephone. The NAS administrator says they are now going to extend the deadlines for responses since they are still getting a steady stream of completed questionnaires coming in. Saturated soils in various parts of the country are leading to flooding and possible future flooding. Stephanie Ho for the USDA has more.
Just how wet is the nation's soil?
Everything from the eastern plains all the way to the Appalachians, the only exception to that being across the deep south along the Gulf Coast and in Florida, all those areas from the eastern plains to the Appalachians are seeing near record wetness in terms of soil moisture.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says that is because of continuing wet weather.
And it certainly makes areas more prone to flooding, river flooding, lowland flooding, and flash flooding, all types of flooding as these events continue to unfold one after the other, and just maintaining the soil saturation that's in place all through the central and eastern United States.
Meanwhile, he says the storm track will shift northward in the spring, which means a shift in flood watch areas.
So we'll have to keep a close eye first on the Ohio Valley and then shifting northward into the upper Midwest and the northern plains, where by the time we get into April and the snow begins to melt, then there too we will also have a risk of flooding.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
In October of last year, Wolford area farmer Chris Brossard was among the farmers caught by an early winter storm and still have crops in the field ready to be harvested. Brossard says he was among the farmers fortunate enough to fight through the snow and ice to bring his crops in.
Everybody right around us was very fortunate, had all their soybeans off. There's a few edible beans left in the field, some pinos and some blacks, but other than that, everything else got off other than a little corn.
Brossard says when the soybeans were harvested while wet, the freezing weather helped and the quality is still up there. Many farmers around eastern North Dakota talked about the difficulty post-blizzard harvest. Brossard says they had a little bit of good fortune when it came to harvest issues.
You know, our snow melted and we had enough frost on top, so we didn't break through, but a lot of those other areas where they had massive amounts of snow and was just super wet. And then they got more snow right away and it just insulated the ground, so it never froze underneath for them.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow on the Ag Central Radio Network.